The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that in heaven he is going to have his servants be seated and he is going to wait on them. That again is something that we find rather difficult to accept. And so I tell you the story of a bishop who came to a monastery. And at this monastery, he had come all dusty and dirty at this point, walking on the dirt road. And he asked the abbot to bring him the most humble monk in the monastery. And when the monk came, the bishop said to him, "I want you to wash my boots." The monk knelt down and cleaned off the bishop's boots. Then when he was done, the bishop stood up and said, "Now I want you to sit down and I'm going to wash your feet." And the humble monk sat down and allowed the bishop to do that. Now again, you stop and think about that and we'd say, no, if a bishop wanted me to do that, I would tell him no. That's because of our pride. And we think that it's our humility, but it's a false humility at that point. I'm so humble that I wouldn't allow the bishop to do that. No, the humble monk allowed the bishop to do it. The prideful monk would not have allowed the bishop to do that, because his pride would have been in the way. So our Lord tells us that if we make it to heaven, he's going to recline, he's going to make us recline a table, and he's going to wait on us. And we want to say no to that. So there are two things that we have to be able to recognize with that. First of all, it implies that as his servants in this life, we should be waiting on him. We should be taking care of him. We should be looking out for him. We should be, as we heard, be watchful, whether it's in the second or the third watch of the night. We need to be vigilant about seeking to do our Lord's will. Or put it into the context of that story, we need to be willing to wash our Lord's feet, to which we would all probably say, happily. If Jesus was right there in front of me, of course I would do that. He is in the person of these other individuals who are in your life, according to the duties of your state in life, according to his call to you for holiness. Are we really willing to serve the Lord? Are we really willing to wash his feet? When it's not the physical person of our blessed Lord who is in front of us, but rather someone who is his representative. By that I don't mean a bishop or a cardinal or something. I mean the least of his brethren, the ones in whom we might not recognize the Lord. And only when we are willing to see him and to serve him in the people that we might otherwise not even recognize him in, will we have the humility to allow him to say, "Now you sit down at table and I'll take care of you." We have to do that first. We have to be willing to serve him, not just give him lip service, to put it into practice. And as I said, it'd be easy if it was our blessed Lord right in front of us. We'd all line up and take numbers to be able to serve him. And yet when it comes to the ones in which we do not recognize him, there's no line. There are no numbers. Because all too many people just walk right by. That might be your spouse. Might be your children, might be your next door neighbor, might be somebody out on the street, might be somebody sitting in the pew opposite of you. Who knows where that person is that the Lord is asking you to serve today? But that's the question we have to ask. Am I willing to serve the Lord in those people that I wouldn't recognize him in? Because he's the one who said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. So do I see him there? Will I serve him there? Do I have the humility to be able to do that? That's the great question. I heard something the other day, and they were talking about the most stupid thing that they can talk about, but who do you think might be the next pope? Who cares? That's up to the Holy Spirit. Why do we even talk about it? But this guy was going through, well, there's this cardinal, and there's that cardinal, and there's this one. And he finally got to this one cardinal. I have never even heard of the guy. I have no idea who he is. And he said, he's known for taking care of the poor, for going out and being with the people. I said, isn't that amazing? Out of all the cardinals, we have one that we can say actually is willing to serve the people. Sees himself as the servant rather than as the one to be served. Doesn't see himself as better than, higher than, or whatever, but sees others as greater than himself. Exactly what we were instructed to do by our blessed Lord. It's nice to know we have at least one. That's a good thing. But there are over 120 of them. So we need to look at ourselves and really look seriously at that. Remember, one priest was asked to do something that might have required him to get a little bit of dust on his cassock or something. And I remember how outraged he was that somebody would ask him to do that. And he looked at me and he held his hands up and he said, these hands were made for chalices, not for calluses. I said, really? I looked at my own hands and said, well, I guess maybe I shouldn't be a priest then. How do we fall into that? Maybe not to that extreme. But where do we get ourselves into that same trouble? Because if we are not willing to serve our Lord, then we're not going to be willing to allow our Lord to serve us. If we don't have the humility to be able to get dirty with the people of God, then we're not going to have the humility to allow our Lord to wipe the dirt off of our souls. So we really need to give this some serious thought. Look deep into our own hearts and ask ourselves about our own disposition. Because I know that there is not a person here who would not be willing to do anything Jesus asked them to do if he was standing right there in front of us. Instead, it's written down for us. We know what he told us to do. He said it. He doesn't have to be standing right in front of us. It's right there in the Gospels. Are we willing to do what he's asked us to do? In this case, are we actually willing to serve him so that in return, we would be willing to accept his service to us?